Hi guys, welcome to another episode of the Non-Housewives of Nowhere Special. I'm Jess. This is going to be like a two-parter, actually a three-parter, because I'm coming and having to do the intro here. We had some technical difficulties, so I'm going to upload this, and I'm going to upload part one and part two. So you get two episodes technically today. So hope you enjoy. Stay tuned. Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of the Non-Housewives of Nowhere Special. I have Miss Erin Brittany with me.
Hello, hello.
How are you?
I'm good, honey. How are you? It's been forever.
I know, the holidays and somebody got a new house and, you know, all that fun stuff.
I know, but you know what? I guess better late than never, right?
Exactly. And it looks amazing. I can't wait to see the rest of it.
I know. It's coming together slowly. As you know, when I was texting when we were moving in, you were like, "Oh, you're one of those crazy people that has your house done the day that you move in." But I can't live in a mess.
Yeah.
I can't do it. I can't find anything, and I can't do it. I don't know how people live in a mess. I can't do it.
Right. I get busy sometimes and I have good intentions. I'm like, okay, I'm going to move in today. I'm going to go over there and I'm going to unpack the kitchen. I'm going to do this, you know, and then before all the big stuff gets there, so everything's set up and somehow it doesn't work out with me. And I guess maybe that's because of the people I asked to help me move.
I guess.
But
have you seen that show, Tidying Up with Marie?
I haven't.
Oh my gosh. Well, first of all, it's going to make you want to like throw out everything.
Oh yeah.
And then like, it's like the greatest purge ever, but you watch these people, it's on Netflix. So you watch these people who live like slight hoarders. It's so crazy. It's so crazy.
Oh my gosh.
And every episode is pretty much the same. So I don't know if I can really watch like 12 episodes like they have, but I've watched a few and I'll tell you what, my dresser looks really clean.
Oh, wow. Okay. So watch that.
You have to watch that. I know. It's crazy.
And in the meantime, when we have been absent, I finished up my 6-week program with you.
You did. I know. You look so good.
Thanks.
You look so good. And for people that want to see her fabulous transformation, go to her Instagram. Just Jess Doll. Yeah. Oh my gosh, you killed it. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
You're keeping it going.
Yeah.
I mean,
yes.
You're not as strict because, you know,
right.
I'm not. What did you learn through that whole thing? Like anything super valuable or anything about yourself?
To mix up, you know, with the meal plan, like, I guess I didn't really think about what carbs are, you know, like why I don't have rice in the middle of the day and I have the sweet potatoes, because sweet potatoes is a carb and that's why you switch them out and you have the rice at night. So, or you can vice versa, you know, you can switch it up so you don't get bored.
Yeah, I think there's such a misconception too. And, you know, before I even start saying what I'm going to say, I'm not hating on any plan. Like, you know, it's, there's always some kind of craze, you know, with some kind of like diet fad, right?
Right.
So back in the day, it was like Weight Watchers, which is really counting macros just with points. But, you know, and then they had Atkins, which is nowadays now keto. So, I mean, it's really like synonymous with each other. But so many people have this notion that, you know, carbs are not your friend and you can't eat them. And, you know, the carbs make you fat. No, carbs don't make you fat. Fat doesn't make you fat. Protein doesn't make, it's an excess of, you know, being in a caloric surplus,
right,
and things like that. And so, you know, what I really, you know, kind of preach with my side hustle business really of helping women get fit and feel empowered on the inside, is that it's about a lifestyle and it's about a balance. And yeah, you know, once now that you're done with the challenge, you can have the cookies, but,
right,
or the pizza or whatever you want, but it's really about, getting comfortable with food and, you know, having a good relationship with food, because so many women don't.
Right. And I think too, it's, oh, I'm going to get on this diet for 6 weeks. I'm going to lose so much weight. Well, that's all fine and good, but it's not a diet. It's a lifestyle change. You can't just be like, okay, for 6 weeks, I'm going to do A, B, C, and D, and I'm going to look amazing. And then after that, I'm just going to be skinny. No, it's like you go back to your regular ways, and guess what? You're going to go back to your old body.
Absolutely. And so many people do these like crash diets where they see these ads on Instagram with these, you know, women with, you know, thousands of followers. And you know what? I might even say this because, you know, Khloe Kardashian does this. She endorses this like flat tummy tea. Girl, you eat seven times a day. She is on like a bodybuilder type of plan, you know? And
right.
There's no way she might be drinking this skinny tea, if you will, but she's not, that's not a supplement. That's not food. That's not, those things don't work.
Like, right.
It just doesn't, you drink this tea, you're going to be skinny. Like, right. I don't believe in all of that. And the sad thing is, you know, of course, because she is who she is, you know, women believe that, okay, I'm going to order this product and I'm going to be really skinny. No, you're starving yourself and your body's just going to go into survival mode, and it's going to eat your muscles, and it's not going to eat up, you know, it's not going to burn fat. So anyway, I mean, I could talk about this for hours, but that's not what people are here for.
Well, so we've had a few weeks where we've been MIA, but a lot of things have happened. In particular, Vanderpump Rules, Mr. James Kennedy, the white Kanye West. I can't.
I know. The white Kanye. I can't. I mean,
you're the white Kanye. No, you're just a
you're
guy.
Just James Kennedy. You know what? The season is actually very interesting. It's very adult problems, if you will.
Mm-hmm. They're growing up. Our kids are growing up.
They are, which is good. Well, some more than others.
Right.
But
right.
I don't do the, I can't do the fat shaming. I can't do the skinny shaming. I can't do, I just, it's just not, that's not cool. And,
right.
You know, whether it's, you know, produced for television for us to sit here and talk about, then I don't know. I can't get on board with it. I just think it's awful.
Right.
It's not okay to body shame anybody. I don't care who the hell you are.
Right. And it's so mixed signals. You know, it's like, oh, be this way, be this way. Well, don't be this way. Well, don't be. Because, you know, a few seasons ago, they were all calling each other, you know, fat, skinny, whore, slut, you know, whatever. And now it's like they're all friends, which fine. Great. Get along. I am kind of upset with the whole Billie Lee situation.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so glad you said
that. Oh, that's not what. Ugh. They were trying to get at, because you are transgender. They weren't excluding you. They were just, those girls came up with an idea. You know, I mean, I came up with an idea of a podcast, and I have several friends. I'm sure they are not like, oh, you excluded me, because no, I just started doing a podcast and I met this girl and she wanted to do it with me. So that's what it is.
You know,
it's not because you're this way or that way.
I really think, okay, but again, a disclaimer, I am a huge advocate of the LGBT community. Like, I am all about that, you know, be who you are, whatever. I mean, with the background of musical theater and touring all over the world, like, honey, my house looks good because of the gays. Like, I'm all about
it. Yes, hello.
I'm all about it. I mean, without it, we wouldn't have good fashion. We wouldn't have good hair. You know,
no.
I wouldn't learn
makeup.
I learned how to contour from a drag queen. Like, I'm not even kidding. So, when I was watching this episode, I was like, "Girl, you are picking at straws." And from a business side of, you know, of things, you know, the "See You Next Tuesday" thing went away because, you know, you can't have that negativity in your life, Lisa Vanderpump. And they had to fill the spot. So the girls, you know, took the bull by the horns and decided to do a girls' night. And, you know, again, I think this is probably heavily produced. So, you know, I guarantee you, you know, the producers went into Billie Lee's ear and was like, look what these girls are doing, just to start some shit.
Because,
you know, we wouldn't watch it. And it's funny because I was actually talking to a gay male friend of mine who also is a massive fan of all the shows that we talk about. And he was like, Billy Lee is on my nerves. This is like not even right. And he's gay. And granted, transgender and gay are completely different. But, you know, I could see both sides, but like she was really picking at straws, I feel like. I really do.
Right. And I wish she would use her platform for love instead of hate, you know, because like she's projecting that. Like, no, like, I get that it's a show and we all want to stay, you know, with our claws in it. Like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen next week? However, let's do good with it, you know, and teach people stuff. It wasn't about that. So,
you know, before she even said that, you know, she wasn't really like a major player in the show, but, you know, you would see her once in a while and things like that. But I didn't even know until a couple seasons ago when, you know, she was telling her story. At Pride that she was transgender. I'm like, this girl looks better than me, and it's just not fair.
Girl, half of the drag queens, men put makeup on better than we do.
I know.
I mean, I don't know how to do all that stuff.
You know, it's they're so talented, and like, you know, the people on like RuPaul's Drag Race and things like that. I'm like, girl, you look good.
Talent, honey, get it.
It is. And it's also not fair because, you know, to these men, right? Because I'll be like scrolling through Instagram and my husband will be like, oh, that girl's pretty. I was like, oh, you think that girl's pretty? Yeah, that's a man.
Yep. Fooled you, fool.
And he's like, oh, that's just not fair what you can do with makeup.
Oh, yeah. It's insane. I mean, I'm still trying to learn how to contour my nose, honey. And they got their whole face chiseled out to the gods.
I know. Like, oh. I know. That was the first thing that I learned when I was working on a cruise ship. I was a singer for Carnival Cruise Lines, and the male singer, there was just two singers, and he loved to do drag, and he would, you know, when we had time off, he was playing with the space and like doing all this stuff, and I'm like, okay, Mikey, you have to teach me how to do this. And he did my nose for me like before a show one night, and I said, okay, now you're gonna have to do my makeup before every show.
Right. Yes.
I was beat. I look so good.
I know. I used to live downtown and I had some gays, and now I'm like out in an area where it's just very non-city and I have no gays. So,
okay, if you're all listening, Jessica needs some gay friends.
Yes, honey, shopping.
We are now taking applications for some cool gay men that want to take her shopping in Texas.
Yes, H-Town. I miss the city so much. I had to go down there the other day because my dad had a surgery, and I was just like, oh, my city, I miss you. I love you. I'll be back someday soon, hopefully.
Yeah. How is your dad doing?
He's good. I say he's good. They kept him an extra night. His heart was racing up to like 190, and then it would drop back down during the surgery, so they had to stop.
Oh my gosh.
He's going to have to wait a few weeks and schedule to have it done again. So they couldn't do what they intentionally needed to do. So yesterday they didn't let him out because of his heart rate was not where they wanted it. So it's a little scary, but I think he's going to come home today.
That's good news.
Yes. I guess we will have to wait for them to let us know the next steps.
Oh man. Well, your family is definitely in my prayers, and I hope that he has a speedy recovery.
Yes, I appreciate that so much. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
So back to Mr. Kennedy.
Yeah.
How do I say this without sounding so rude? How much can he get away with Raquel?
Oh, that girl is just blind to what is right in front of her.
Girl, there is so much smoke. I mean, she got to see the fire.
Yeah. You know, and again, heavily produced, I'm sure. But, right. You know, I know that girl is not dumb. I know she's not. But, you know, I think Lala said it the best. Your man's not Johnny Depp. No one's just going to say that they, you know, had sex with him. So,
right.
And I'm team Lala. I think she needs her own show.
Yes.
So,
love her. Her man.
I love her. She's fantastic. She's the only one that really tells it like it is.
Yes, and, she's scared.
Yeah, so I like her a lot. But, you know, I don't know. It's just like, what is the risk to reward factor with James, with staying with him? I just don't understand, you know, and it's just a pattern, you know. Clearly he's, at least it looks like he's some type of alcoholic, and right. Every time, you know, he goes on some kind of tangent, it's just, oh, I blacked out, or, oh, I don't know. Well, you know what? You're an adult. Those excuses are stupid. Those right. are not excuses. Those are, you know, it's just, it's not okay. You can't, you know, treat people like that. And she's, you know, when they had that girls night or whatever, when they, not the girls night that Katie did, but, you know, when they went out and had like martinis and they all dressed up and stuff. And she came out, he treats me like a queen. And okay, well, why doesn't he treat other women like that? Because it's just not, it's not right. You know, right. If my man were to talk about other women like that, I'd be putting him in his place real quick.
Right. It's not okay. I mean, I just don't understand why. I mean, he treats you like a queen, but yet you hear about him. I mean, that other girl, and I can't think of her name right now, a couple seasons ago, had a picture of herself in bed with James. Yep. And he was with Raquel. And they're like, oh, you can Photoshop that. You cannot Photoshop a photo in your iPhone where it stamps the date and the time. Like, no.
Yeah. He's been caught red-handed so many times. And unfortunately, people with, I guess, like drug addictions or any type of addiction, they will circle and they will lie and they will do anything to protect themselves.
And make you think you're crazy.
Make you think you're crazy.
Yep.
I mean, it's sad. It's sad. And I hope that he is on the straight and narrow and he's not, you know, drinking, because, you know, when he's not drinking, he really makes some smarter choices.
Right.
And he seems like a good dude.
Okay. So how did you feel about Tom Sandoval selling Lala and Ariana down the river?
Yeah. You should see my face.
Their little backseat situation.
Oh, that was not cool.
I died.
That was not.
You hook girl or whatever in front of your boyfriend. That's your business.
Okay. And here's the thing about that. Like, it's one thing.
Not that, anybody else's.
Well, and it's one thing to like tell your guy friends or whatever, but to tell your guy friends while you're filming, like now the whole world knows. And she, you know, she hit the nail on the head. You know, her sexuality is, you know, her sexuality. And if she wanted to exploit that information, then it would have.
We're having some slight technical difficulties, I see.
Yes, but I have you back.
All right.
I was on a roll, man.
I know. Jeez. Okay, so.
Okay, so like I was saying, I'm going to go to another room because my husband decided to shower. You're welcome. hold on. Okay. So, like I was saying, it's one thing. I mean, first of all, he shouldn't have said anything, number one, but, it's one thing to say something like that in front of your, you know, guy friends as you're drinking or whatever. And let me tell you, this is probably why I don't really drink, but, you know, when you're drinking, you're like, oh, okay. And your inhibitions get lower and you think it's cool. And then you start saying things you shouldn't be saying, in front of your guy friends. But then when it's being filmed, like, come on, Sandoval.
Right. And in case anybody missed that part, we're talking about Sandoval selling Lala and Ariana down the river with their backseat treat. So, exactly. First of all, Jax is a loose cannon. I mean, I would say stuff in front of my very best friends that I know take it to the grave type chicks. But as we know, Jax will sell anyone down the river at any point in time for a ham sandwich. So, not really the person I would divulge that kind of information to.
Yeah, and Kennedy was there too. So.
Exactly. Like,
yeah, just
two no-nos. I mean, I would have been beyond pissed myself. Like, not your business. Like, your girl's a down-ass girl and you saw some cool shit, whatever.
I think he was just jealous he didn't get to get in on it.
Exactly. Exactly. But I mean, I'm sure if he could have, maybe if, you know, but, you know.
So yeah, there's just some things you keep private.
Right. Like, not everybody needs to know everything about everything, you know?
Yeah. For me, I'd be like, oh, my mom's going to watch this.
Yeah. Like, oh my gosh. So many times I'm like, oh, I'd love to be on a show and blah, blah, blah. And then I'm like, oh, no, maybe not.
Yeah.
Let's not. Or I'd be like, mom and dad, I'm not on a TV show. That's
yeah.
Not
That would not be okay.
So switching gears, let's go from the West Coast. Well, before that, okay, how fabulous is Tom Tom?
Oh, it's so good. It's
so good.
And you know what? Vanderpump opened a bar in Vegas.
I heard that.
Yeah.
So how exciting for you.
I know. I'm so excited. So that would be like the only reason I would go to the Strip. It's so pretty too. I don't know. It's supposed to open. It might already be open. I don't know, but it's at Caesar's Palace and it's supposed to be like this beautiful garden and appetizers and things like that. So I might have to go to Hell's Kitchen for dinner. They opened up Hell's Kitchen, Gordon Ramsay's Hell's Kitchen in at Caesar's Palace, but I might have to have, you know, a rosé or something.
Well,
down there.
You know, I think that would be a fabulous idea. And actually, I want to say I heard on Watch What Happens Live, that's why she wasn't at Andy Cohen's baby shower.
Which, by the way,
she was doing some stuff.
Did you see any of those Instagrams of Andy Cohen's baby shower? Any of the stories?
I died.
Lisa Rinna
on
the table.
Love.
Working it like she was at Spearmint Rhino. I can't. It was so good.
And
I'm a little
spirit animal.
I mean, no one can have a baby shower. I'm like, that needs to be my baby shower.
That
like,
is
why?
Everything.
I mean, that.
It's not really the diaper duty in the diaper game. Like, let's get on some tables and effing dance for Andy Cohen's baby. Yes. Like, I live for it.
Yeah. Like, my girlfriend is pregnant right now. And I'm like, oh, can we have that kind of party instead of, like, you know, high tea?
Right? Like, let's get. Crazy.
That was crazy. That was crazy.
So insane.
It looked really fun. It looked really, really, really fun.
So perhaps in the future, I can plan a trip out to Vegas and we could do a podcast from Lisa Vanderpump's new restaurant in Vegas on the Strip. That would be
deal.
The ultimate. With
deal.
A glass of rosé in our hands. Yes.
Oh my gosh. That would be so fun.
So down.
That would be so fun.
I feel like towards summertime, I'm going to need to be on a plane.
Yeah, because you don't want to come here right now because it's 40 degrees. It's freezing right now. It was actually snowing this morning.
I saw you posted that the other day. It was snowing. I'm like, what?
I don't understand what's happening.
It's definitely frozen over.
You know what? Here's the thing with being in Las Vegas. People get really pissed in the summer and people get really pissed in the winter. Like, we're just never happy.
Yeah. Well, Texas either. I mean, it's either... You know, we get all the seasons. I mean, it was 70-something the other day. Today it's 30-something. It rains constantly, and then we'll have droughts where we can't, like, water our grass. It's like, can we just
figure
have
it out.
Some regular weather, please, people,
yeah.
And stay.
I know.
Okay.
But that would be
so
fun. You should come out.
Yeah, that would be ultimately fun. And I'm sure before I will, you'll go back to your – home state of Cali and visit Tom Tom.
Yeah, you know what's
to
so,
see live.
What's so funny is I've been out there and I had reservations at Sir like years ago and I was so sick I couldn't go. And if I'm gonna go to a restaurant, like I want to eat all the food. So
yeah,
I want to do kind of, I guess, like a Vanderpump crawl. And
oh my God,
so,
that would be amazing.
Like, you know, drinks at Pump and then appetizers or no, I have to start at lunch. So lunch at Villa Blanca and then cocktails at Pump and, you know, dinner at Sir and then, you know, the nightcap at Tom Tom. That would be fun. I mean,
yes.
She owns all of Robertson Boulevard. Come on.
I mean, for sure. And she's got Villa Blanca.
Yeah.
But, you know, what she used to say.
You take your wife to Villa Blanca and your mistress to Sir.
Yes, yes, yes.
I can be both. Ask my husband.
Yes. Oh, I love it. Love it.
Yeah.
Okay, so heading over to the East Coast.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't watching Jersey because I just couldn't do it. But then you told me that they were going to show Teresa's competition. So yes. I got bored and I watched it. And
so,
oh boy. Well, like I told you over text, man, they throw a lot of plates.
Right. Well, but what did you think of her competing in the competition? I mean, you're the professional.
She looked so good, but her peak week was all off. So peak week is, you know, 1 week before competition, and Bravo was showing, you know, 7 days before the show, 4 days before the show, things like that. So there was a few things that she did wrong. So you never get a spray tan at a normal spray tan place. So Most of the time the competition will have a host tanning person.
Right.
And because it's a very different thing than a spray tan. Like, you have to look like a sweet potato or you did it wrong. Her tan looked good, though. Her tan did look good. So I was impressed. But you don't go to, like, a normal spray booth. For me, the night before a show, it's when you get it done. And you get two coats, and then you wake up in the morning, and you get another coat. And then they glaze you and all of that stuff. So that was number one that was wrong. Number two, she was doing a leg workout. 2 days before the show or a day before the show. So that was also wrong. So normally the shows will happen on a Saturday, and you stop your training on Wednesday, and especially legs, because your legs have to come down. Your booty has to go up. Like in the division she was in, which was bikini, it's all about the ass. It just is. It's all about the ass and the tiny waist and the big shoulders. Like, that is what they look for in that division. So when I saw her doing a leg workout 2 days before, I'm like, no, stop doing that. Because you have to be having your legs up. The water has to come out. It's such a science. So, but she did look good. But her posing, she needed to work on her posing too, because you can have the greatest body, but your posing can nail it or break it. But she did so good for her first show. And, you know, she's come a long way since flipping a table.
Oh, for sure. And what'd she place? I think third?
She placed third in a master's category. So master's is usually over 35, but I think she was in I don't know her age, and I don't want to do that to her because she looks good. But if she is in different master's categories, they have, you know, 35 plus. And then they have 45 plus. But if I was her, I would have, and maybe she did, I don't know, because it's a show and that is a long day. You do a novice division. So if you've never placed first, you can do a novice division. Then you can do an open division, which is everyone in the whole show. And they do it by height class. So depending on your height, they'll have class A, B, C, D, all the way up to like F. So yeah, but she did really well. So proud of her. I felt her struggle going out to dinner with her meal prep and things like that. I was like, yes, girl, she committed and she did really, really, really well.
Right. And I had a roommate when I was downtown, and she competed in the bikini competitions. And I remember we'd go the day before, spray tan, they do the pro tan, they would spray them up a couple times. And then, yeah, like you said, the next morning go back, and I would do the meal plans with her. So we'd be sitting in a parking lot, like eating our food before we'd go anywhere. And, you know, everybody makes fun of you, like, oh, you brought your own food, or, oh, you can't, you know, and it's just like,
people don't understand. Exactly. You know? You don't understand. You're going through, and it's funny because people don't, you're an athlete. Okay. You're an athlete. People don't judge, you know, Tom Brady for his diet or, you know, whatever he's doing. So, but it's just because, and I used to do the same thing. My best friend, was a competitor, and now she's a lawyer, which is super cool. She was, you know, nationally qualified, and she was so amazing. I used to make fun of her so bad. I'm like, oh my God. She would come to my shows in Vegas, and she would sit in the back with her meals and she would eat, but you have to eat at a very specific time. And it's, you know, and then the gallons of water and all of that. And I was making fun of her. Like, most people would make fun of someone because they just don't know. You're just ignorant to the whole process. And I was. So then I did it myself, and, I texted her, I think after like my second show or whatever. And I was like, girl, I'm so sorry that I used to make fun of you. I get it. And she's like, yeah, karma's a bitch.
Yeah. It's insane. You know, it's very crazy.
But she looked good. And anyone that goes through it, I don't care how you place, anyone that goes through it, you are a champion in my eyes, because it is hard.
It's so much work. It is so hard. Much work.
Yeah. And it's like, usually it's in, you know, 16 to 12 weeks of that, depending on, you know, where you start. So,
right.
Yeah. Good for her. Good for her.
It is crazy.
And she's come a long way, even, you know, just watching her in, you know, all the drama that I'm sure we're going to talk about too, that happened in Cabo, you know, yes. She just kind of keeps her mouth shut. And I think the thing that constantly rolls in my head is, you learn something from being incarcerated.
Right. However, I don't understand how she's ride or die Danielle when Danielle is absolutely being a psychopath. Like the wedding in Bimini, like.
Yeah, I missed all of that because I couldn't stand all the yelling. I just fast forward. I think I watched like 4 or 5 episodes and then I stopped, and then you told me that the bikini show was happening, so I started there. So I missed like 4 or 5 episodes, so I have no idea what happened at her wedding, but I was watching her like boss around her bridal party and saying like, if you don't have a good shower for me, like I just got married and I didn't do any of that. So that was a lot.
Well, it was, and for her to be like that, like, you know, Margaret was saying, you know, there's people that have absolutely nothing and you have tons of stuff in your house. You're on a television show and you're worried about Versace plates. People better be buying you good gifts. Like that's a bit much.
When we got married, we didn't ask for anything. We wanted money to be donated to our favorite charity. So
see, then that's amazing. That is really cool.
Yeah.
That you guys did that. That's so awesome.
Oh, I mean, we have everything. We have a house. And I mean, we're not like Danielle Staub, you know, but I don't know how much money she's making, but we do okay. So
right.
We just had everything. You know, we own a house. We've been together for, you know, it'll be 3 years here in a couple weeks. But yeah, it's just, I don't know. I mean, a wedding is not about the gifts. It's about, you know, the union and your friends and family being there. And it's stressful that day anyway. Shit.
Right. Well,
she made it a little extra.
Well, and from what I understand, she sent out an email that told them to come with wet hair, and then she freaked out because they came with wet hair.
Yeah.
I'm like, one of the girls said, and I can't believe I want to say it was Melissa. She said, you know, in the email that we received, it said, come with wet hair. We're doing full hair and makeup.
Yeah.
And then she flipped out on everyone and was like, I'm getting married today. This is supposed to be my day. Like, she's just freaking out.
Yeah, that was a lot. And I saw that on Watch What Happens Live, so I know what you're talking about. But,
it's insane. And then, okay, so obviously she hasn't changed, because whenever all that stuff popped off at the table, you know, she is pushing Margaret's buttons with the kids, because they always say no kids, no husbands, none of that.
That's just below the belt. It's just not okay.
And she's talking about her mom, like, oh, your mom slept with a married man. Like, come on now.
Yeah.
Like, Jennifer, that's not cool. And, you know, she even apologized, but then they go right back to, oh no, you said it. You said it. So I'm going to keep holding a grudge, and I'm going to keep, and, you know, like you said, it is scripted, all that good stuff. But, you know, it's just insane to me. And I'm like, next week's the finale already. So
no, the reunion's sure going to be crazy.
Oh my God, I can't even wait.
I know, it's going to be crazy, but
definitely going to be a wine night.
Yeah, you can't come after people's families like that. You just can't. It's not okay.
Right. Right. And I understand her mom's on the show, but who cares what her mom did? It's not, you know, and she's like, well, that's what you did. Da da da. It's your, you know, that's your environment. And it's like, you know, that's not here nor there. And then Jennifer getting so upset because she's like, oh, he's sleeping at his girlfriend's house. If somebody said that to me, I'd be like, girl, bye. You ain't whatever. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Who cares what somebody's saying? Anybody can say anything.
That marriage dynamic is weird too.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yes.
Like, she has to ask permission to like go. I don't.
Right.
I get it. Your husband's a plastic surgeon. And it seems like a very, well, I'm probably going to get in trouble for saying this, but it seems like a very submissive marriage.
That, right.
Which is fine. Like, I think that whatever. But, you know, to like ask permission to go on a girls trip, like, okay, first of all, you clearly have the means because your house looks like Versailles, according to you.
Right.
Get yourself a nanny.
Mm-hmm. And it's all Chanel, Chanel, Chanel. And he's like, they're like, oh, I the girls invited me to go to Oklahoma. Well, I hope you told them no. Excuse me?
Yeah. I don't know. That's. I couldn't be in a marriage like that.
Yeah, to each their own. However,
yeah,
I mean,
not my cup of tea.
Entrapped, like, no, like,
not my cup of tea. But when she threw down that champagne glass and pointed that at Melissa, I was like, oh no, this is not going to end well,
girl. And then Melissa's like, you got the wrong effing girl. I was like, oh, it's about to go down.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know if you watched back in the day, The Mob Wives.
No.
Okay. Well, Dolores is from Patterson, and Drita DeVanzo, or I don't know if I'm saying her name right, but Drita, I think, is also from Patterson. So I'm wondering if they even know each other. That would be really interesting
weird.
To find out. Mm. But The Mob Wives, girl, something else. That was a good show. But anyway, apparently I like watching other people's drama. I don't like it in my own life, but I'll watch it on TV as much as I can.
There you go.
But, yeah, so I'm excited to see what's going to happen next.
I know. And then Beverly Hills, my favorite, comes back.
Oh, it's like a gift from Bravo for my birthday. It comes on the day after my birthday. Yeah. So I'm super excited.
Yeah.
Soup's excited.
Who's your favorite Beverly Hills housewife?
Well, okay. So, I'm very, very Erica. But I guess just because she has the whole, I'm Mrs. Girardi, and then she's like, bam, bitch, I'm Erica Jane. What? You know?
I love her, and I just finished reading her book. And
oh, yes, I want to get that.
It's really good. So, I actually stayed up until 1 in the morning one night just reading it. And, yeah, it's really, really, really good. And it starts off a little bit slow, but then once you get into it, it's really good. And it's really interesting the way that she speaks about her husband and the way that their marriage is, which I love. I love her. I think she's fantastic. And you know what? Good for you. She was 35 when she started the whole Erica Jane thing. I believe she was somewhere in her 30s, and self-made.
Right.
I think that's fantastic and good for her. I love her so, so, so much.
Yeah, she is everything. Now she has a makeup line out with
Too Faced.
Too Faced.
I know. Yes,
and I'm like, oh, I need the DSL lips. I need the polite lip. I need all of them, honey. Need it. Nobody likes a polite lip.
I just love how she's so unapologetically herself.
And I die. Like her interviews crack me up.
Yeah.
Like last year, her confessional outfit where she had like the crown on, I was like, yes, serve, queen. Yes.
She is the queen.
Everything.
Love, I would love, like to see her and Lady Gaga in the same room.
Oh,
I think that might be too much for the gays.
You know, that would be like the perfect storm, like it's so epic, like we would all probably just fall and die after that. That would be,
I know.
Oh my god, I can't even.
So good.
Can't.
So good.
I'm very upset, and I haven't even seen the movie yet, but they didn't get better awards, I guess. Bradley Cooper directing and all that stuff.
You haven't seen A Star Is Born?
No.
I'm
not a movie theater person. Like, I get cold. If you have to go to the bathroom, you miss half the movie. If you want, you know, popcorn, you miss half the movie.
You don't have those bougie movie theaters in Texas where it like reclines and you have a server and like stuff like that.
We do, but I don't know. I just feel like I want to be at home. I want to pause it. If somebody says something, wait, what'd they say?
Well, now you can, because I think it's on demand, but it is so good. And I really loved it. I saw it. I think I waited a little bit because I don't like movie theaters with a shit ton of people in there. Like,
yeah,
I don't want to hear you smacking on your candy and all that stuff.
Yes.
So, yeah, we saw it like in the middle of the day, and it was still pretty packed. But even my husband was like, "This movie is good," and he's like, "I have to see another effing musical." Like, are you kidding? And
it's not like that.
Yeah, I was like, "No, no, no, it's fine. It'll be good. It's my pick anyway." And when the movie ended, I sat in my chair for 5 minutes. Hysterical. Just, aww. I couldn't move. It was so good. And then I was like fucked up for 3 days, like just mentally. I was. And then I told my girlfriend to go see it, and she saw it, and she sends me a text. She goes, I just saw A Star Is Born. How long till I'm okay?
Oh, Lord.
And I was like,
so
3 days.
Call you.
No pause, just 3 days.
After I watch it.
It's really good. It's really, really, really good. Yeah, so Bradley Cooper getting snubbed for Best Director, that sucks. Because he was, he really did a beautiful job with it. I think just because how the Globes kind of ended out, I don't think that Lady Gaga is going to win Best Actress, but she was fantastic. She was really quite good. Really, really, really good.
Amazing. Just amazing. I swear, I feel like I liked the Super Bowl show, but when Gaga was there, I was like, now that is a fucking show. They don't even need to play any more Super Bowl shows because that was the end all be all.
It was good. There was so many, there's so many
the roof.
Memorable Super Bowl halftime shows for me. Prince, obviously, like, come on.
Yes.
Just the greatest of all time. That was amazing. Who else was really good? Bruno Mars, loved him.
Right.
And Lady Gaga. Those are the three. And I'm sure some chicks are going to be like, Beyonce. I don't know.
Right.
I'm going to get slayed for saying that. I just think that she's overrated.
Girl, Gaga turned it out.
And she did.
Was here in my city, H-Town. Yes, she did that. Jumped off of the roof of our freaking building. Like, that was everything.
She's a boss.
And I was so upset because I was actually in Oregon whenever the Super Bowl happened. And I was like, I'm missing it. It's in my city and I'm missing it. She's there and everything's there and I'm dying, but it is what it is.
I know.
Speaking of Gaga and dying, the photo you posted the other day, girl, I literally looked at it and I was like, oh, that's Gaga. Wait, she has her hair. Wait. And I had to look and I was like, wait, that is Aaron and that is Gaga. I'm like, holy shit. I died. I literally died. I was like, bitch. I think I texted her. I was like, I had to do a double take. Like, seriously.
Yeah, I get stopped all the time.
Oh, I have no doubt in my mind. Like, you'll post a picture and I'm like, oh, nope. That's her. That's her.
Yeah, it was
Aaron.
And it's so funny because I was doing the side-by-side image in the car and my husband goes, did you pick that jacket because Lady Gaga wore it? Because I have this, for people that don't follow me on Instagram, I have this like leopard print coat or whatever, and I love it. And so it was, you know, 40 fucking degrees in Las Vegas.
That's awful. Oh my gosh.
And we were going to visit a friend of ours and I was like, well, I'm gonna need a coat. So you know, I threw on a leopard print coat because that's what I was feeling that day. And
perfection.
And I was like, I guarantee you at some point Lady Gaga had some kind of leopard print something, because I came out and he was like, you look like Lady Gaga right now. And so said, oh, well, that would be fun for Instagram, because she has her residency here now. And and I was like, oh, okay, well, I'm just going to post this. And I, not only you, but I got so many text messages from friends and DMs from other people. And they were like, holy shit. Like, wow. Yeah, you really look like Lady Gaga.
Yes. So. It was perfection. Absolute perfection, hands down.
Oh, thank you. I love her. She can do no wrong in my eyes.
Yes, yeah, she is amazing.
Love, love, love her.
Well, I guess we have covered our topics. And for anybody that's missed our first half, I'm going to try to seam it in somehow. If not, this will be like a two-parter.
We should do it in two parts because, you know, we feel like we've kind of let our listeners down.
Right, right. So we will figure out how to do that so you guys enjoy the full show. Leave you on suspense. I'm not sure how we're going to do it yet, but we're going
we'll figure
it to
out.
You. Yeah. So,
we've decided that what we're going to do, we'll upload every Saturday. Is that what we're looking
yes,
at?
Yes. So, we are going to do Saturdays.
Cool. So, keep on listening, people.
Yes. And if you want to get your body snatched to the gods, get with my girl, Erin. Erin, what is your Instagram for them to go check out your stuff, girl?
So the Instagram for the Empowered program, I have two Instagrams, and girl, it is hard. So I have one for my real estate, because that's what I do full time out here in Vegas. And then I believe my other Instagram is Empowered by Erin. So yes. That's the one for the program if you want to get on that. If you want to follow my personal Instagram, which is more like lifestyle and real estate stuff related, it's Erin Patrick Realtor. So
yes,
that's so what that is.
You want to find a fabulous house? Get with my girl. If you want to get your body snatched to the gods and be living your entire life in your brand new house, get with my girl, Erin.
We'll get you a husband if you don't have a one. If you don't have one.
There you go. We're going to get your life together, honey.
Yeah.
And if you'd like to follow me on Instagram, it's just Jess Doll. And we will be here for you guys on Saturdays.
Yeah.
So and you enjoy the show.
Send us some comments. Send us some DMs or whatever. If you guys want to, you know, get in on the party, we can, you know, answer questions if you want. Because, you know, when Jess and I met, I have lived quite the life. California, I toured with a rock band. You know, I lived my 20s right.
Yeah, we still need to get into all that. So
I know. So send us your questions, send us your comments. We'd love to get to know you guys. Yeah.
Yeah, get some feedback. And if there is like a topic on one of the shows that we forgot to mention or didn't cover, hit us up, let us know what you think, and we'll try to cover that in our next episodes.
Absolutely. All right, doll. Well, you have a good Saturday. I'm going to go to the gym to continue to have a snatched body.
Of course you are. Well, you enjoy that, and I'm going to bundle up and go to a housewarming party this afternoon.
Oh, that's fun. What are you bringing?
I'm not sure yet.
Rosé. Just bring some rosé.
Yes.
You can never go wrong. And now you can drink it because I said so.
Yes. I'm my reins are free, people.
I know you're not bound by my craziness. You're on Instagram, like you're posting something. Oh, this looks really good food. And I'm like, why are you eating that?
I'm not. I just liked it. I'm sorry.
I see everything.
She's the all-knowing, all-seeing.
Yeah, I do. I stalk my clients, so you know I got to make sure, you know, because it's an online program. So if you
right.
Whatever, you're only cheating yourself if you eat that shit.
Exactly. And you do an amazing job of giving us our stuff, and I appreciated it and gonna continue on with it.
I'm so happy.
Hopefully by summer I'll be beyond snatched to the gods.
You look so good. Your abs are hot. You're gonna make your ex-boyfriend, you know, drool all over you.
Ugh, vomit. But yeah.
Well, at least we're there.
Yeah. Exactly. Yes. All right. Well, you enjoy the gym, doll, and I will talk to you soon. And everybody, it was a pleasure, and we will get back with y'all soon.
Yep. Have a great weekend.
Yes.
Bye, guys.